to bring me back to life.
Well, 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 please welcome our resident doctor. Dr. Bay joins us. Hello, sir.
Thanks for having me.
We just wanted to bring you on as we, I think we have to remind people, I mean, you are a plastic surgeon, but you do have to have a medical degree. You are a doctor, obviously, and we wanted to talk to you a little bit about, you know, COVID and some of the effects of coronavirus.
Yeah, well, since the last time we talked, you know, everybody's been sheltering in place, and the very, very preliminary evidence are suggesting that that is actually really kind of helping push off the surge. And, you know, we're not saying that people aren't going to get sick, but we're just trying to not have everybody get sick all at once and overwhelm the healthcare system. So now that doesn't mean that, oh, it's working, sheltering in place, that everybody's not getting sick, so now we can all go back out. No, that's not what that means. That just means that it's working and we need to continue doing it for a little bit longer.
Do you know anything about, I mean, is there any data or has there been any talk about how, you know, they're saying in New York, the hospitals are completely overrun and overwhelmed and they're, you know, having a really hard time as far as seeing patients. What about in the Bay Area? The sheltering in place has helped that, hasn't it?
Yeah, it definitely has. I mean, I get a report because I'm on staff with CPMC, so I'm available at the hospital. They know if there is a surge, they know they can call me. I have privileges there. And because I have privileges, they send me a daily email along with all the doctors just letting them know how many patients are in the hospital, and they definitely have not had a surge yet. I mean, I'm seeing the numbers, and yes, they definitely have patients who have been admitted to the hospital. They have people who have been admitted to the ICU, and there have been a few deaths around the Bay Area, but nothing like New York. And I'd like to think that that's going to be a positive. Obviously, tomorrow things may be different, but that's what it looks like right now, that things really do seem to be working.
You know, and that's been going through my head a lot, where I'm like, the last place I want to be is the hospital if it's not truly an emergency. You know what I mean? So it's just as I'm doing things, I'm like, oh, what if I fall down and break my arm? I mean, you're going to have to go to the hospital, but they are just overwhelmed right now. And so I think that's part, you know, the whole sheltering in place, too, is trying to stay safe, right? And so we don't do these things that will land us in the hospital because they are overwhelmed. And they don't need extra people coming in there that don't truly need to be there right now.
Right. And I think there's actually some good advice to be had there. So, yeah, if you do fall and break your arm, rather than going to the hospital or going to the emergency room, they really are telling you to call your doctor. If there's anything that's not, and I know people think, you know, breaking your arm is an emergency, but like everything's relative now of what's considered an emergency.
Right.
And if you're having trouble breathing, that's an emergency. But yeah, if you break your arm, the hospitals, and that's all the kind of the emails that I'm getting, they're really encouraging doctors to tell their patients, call us first, call the doctor's office first. Even if maybe they're not seeing a lot of patients, they will see you if you break your arm. So they're actually encouraging patients like that to go to the doctor's office, and then they'll put the cast on at the doctor's office, avoid going to the ER.
Mm. Well, let's move from like physical health to mental health, because I think that is something that a lot of people are dealing with right now. There are people who have been reporting, you know, they're either lonely or they're maybe having a breakdown. They're so worried. What do you think are some of the things people can do to kind of really keep up with their mental health right now?
Yeah, I mean, there's been a lot of doctors out there talking about, like, if everybody's really staying in shelter and staying in place, staying home, isolating, that their risk of getting sick from coronavirus is going to go way down. But then the alternative on the other side of the coin, the issue is, you know, if they're at home and kind of lonely, then there's going to be more of a risk of depression. You know, even in my case, you know, my wife's in Connecticut checking on her father, who just recently became ill, not from coronavirus, but just something else. And so she's there. So I'm here all alone, kind of just trying to keep busy. And the way I'm kind of keeping sane is that I'm still coming to the office every day, 8 to 4:30. We're doing virtual consults, virtual follow-ups. If patients need to come in, they come in. So that's what I'm doing, and that's what I would recommend for everybody to avoid, you know, feeling lonely or depression, is try and keep a routine every single day. So even if you can't go to work, you know, have a certain routine of what work you do at home. Get outside. You know, there's nothing saying that you can't go outside for a little exercise. Just, you know, keep your social distance. So that would be my recommendation, is really, you know, if you need to call somebody, you know, call somebody, family. If you need to call your doctor, call them if you're feeling a little lonely or sad or like a little depressed and you feel like you might need some help. But the main thing is really to try and keep to a routine as rigorously as possible. Even if you don't feel like getting out of bed in the morning, you got to get up, you got to get a shower and get back, get get to whatever routine you choose. Oh, and I don't know, maybe watching Tiger King all day is that a good thing to help with depression?
You can make it part of your routine. How about that? That can be part of your routine. All right, Dr. Bay, we appreciate the time. You take care.